Discover Its Beauty Series, Booklet 2, The Religion of Adam and Eve, author Dr. Naji Ibrahim, read by Sandra Leray. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. The Religion of Adam and Eve, One Religion and One Message. Since the creation of Adam and Eve throughout history, just one true religion with one original message has been conveyed repeatedly to humankind. To remind people of it and get them back on track, many prophets and messengers, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, were sent by the only true God to convey the same message and follow the same religion of God. These prophets and messengers all preach the same message. Therefore, their religion must be the same. Submission to the will of God is the essence of their message. This word submission is the meaning of the Arabic word Islam. The Quran confirms that submission to God, or Islam, is the true religion of Adam and all God's prophets and messengers. The Bible mentions many statements in which Jesus teaches his followers to do the will of God and to keep his commandments. Similarly, the Bible reports these words of Jesus' brother, James, who also refers to the meaning of Islam, submission to God, when he says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God," James 4:7. The word Muslim means a person who submits his or her will to the one true God. Therefore, Muslims are true followers of Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, and the rest of the prophets. The one true God in the Bible, Old Testament. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." Deuteronomy 6:4. "For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me." Isaiah 46:9. "How great you are, O surveying Lord! There is no one like you, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears." 2 Samuel 7:22. "You may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior." Isaiah 43:10-11. "O Lord, there is none like Thee, neither is there any God besides Thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears." 1 Chronicles 17:20. "I am the first, the last, the only God. There is no other God but me." Isaiah 44:6. "There is no other God. Turn to me now and be saved. People all over the world, I am the only God there is. My promise is true, and it will not be changed. I solemnly promise by all that I am, everyone will come and kneel before me." Isaiah 45:21-23. The one true God in the Bible, New Testament. "And, behold, one came and said unto him, Good Master, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life? And he," Jesus, "said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." Matthew 19:16-17, King James Version. And eternal life means to know you, the only true God, and to know Jesus Christ, whom you sent. John 17:3. "Worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Matthew 4:10. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Mark 12:29-31. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. Mark 12:32. Jesus answered, My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. John 7:16. The one true God in the Quran. And your God is one God. There is no deity worthy of worship except him, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Surah 2:163. Say, He is Allah, one Allah, the eternal refuge. He neither begets nor is born, nor is there to him any equivalent. Surah 112:1-4. There is no deity except me, so worship me. Surah 21:25. It is Allah, your Lord. There is no God but him, the creator of all things. Then worship him, and he has the power to dispose of all affairs. Surah 6:102. Is there a deity with Allah? High is Allah above whatever they associate with him. Surah 27:63. Is there a deity with Allah? Say, produce your proof if you should be truthful. Surah 27:64. Allah, there is no deity except him, the ever-living, the sustainer of all that exists. Neither drowsiness overtakes him nor sleep. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is it that can intercede with him except by his permission? He knows what is presently before them and what will be after them, and they encompass not a thing of his knowledge except for what he wills. Surah 2:255. Basic Islamic names and terms. Allah. In Arabic, Allah is the proper name of the one true God, the Creator. Islam teaches that Allah is the true God of all humankind. Jewish and Christian Arabs use this name Allah to refer to God, and it is the word used for God in the Arabic language Bibles. Muhammad, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, the last prophet of the one true God Allah sent to all humankind. The glorious Quran, the final word of the one true God Allah as revealed to Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him. Islam, submission to the will of the one true God Allah, the Creator. Muslim, one who submits to the will of the one true God Allah, the Creator. Conclusion. All of God's prophets and messengers, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, were sent by the same God, the Creator, to convey the same message. The true God is only one. Worship him alone and keep his commandments. Since these prophets and messengers all preach the same message, their religion must be the same. So, what is the religion of these prophets and messengers? Submission to the will of God is the essence of their message. This word, submission, is the meaning of the Arabic word Islam. The Quran confirms that Islam is the true religion of Adam and Eve and their descendants until the Day of Judgment. Ultimately, to attain salvation, we must receive and believe in the previous mentioned message, willingly and wholeheartedly. But this is not enough. We must also believe in all of God's true prophets, including Prophet Muhammad, and follow their true religion, guidance, and teachings. This is the gateway to a happy, eternal life. Are you still curious? If you are curious and interested in discovering more information and details about Islam, please visit our website, www.discoveritsbeauty.com. Feel free to email your questions or feedback to info@discoveritsbeauty.com. The series of Discovering Its Beauty consists of 7 booklets. Number 1, Just the Tip of the Iceberg. 2, The Religion of Adam and Eve. 3, The ABCs of Islam. 4, Answering Humanity's Critical Questions. 5, His Beautiful Names. 6, The Last Revelation. And 7, The Final Messenger. The Testimony of Faith, The Gateway to Islam. I testify that there is no God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. In Arabic, it sounds like, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is the testimony of faith that one needs to pronounce in order to embrace Islam. It sums up the truth, beauty, and simplicity of Islam. Thank you for spending your time with us here today.